Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Bob, because, hey, nah, this will get out of something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now locked in to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast each and every Friday with Marvin Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taste of Fucking Black.
Are we recording? Let me just clap. All right, cool. Boom. Episode, what, 124, right? Yeah, because Christmas special is 123.
Close the door, big man.
Hello? Come on,
there.
It's recording, by the way, so...
Just left to take a shit, guys.
You go.
Spread out there, you know.
What's going on here, though? Well, you can't wait. I don't know. Was it touching cloth?
Fam. It was turtleneck, us.
Turtle head, sorry.
Turtleneck, you know.
Sorry, turtleneck.
A young French shit, yeah.
Shit, you know.
A Monaco shit.
Come on.
Je ne sais quoi, you hear me?
Was that Rachel yesterday?
I was right. Mm.
I heard still.
What do you mean you heard? Like, what happened?
None of the people that were there said it was alright.
Oh, so. It was decent.
And I say Shorty as well. Shorty said it was
I think we had the same amount of people, funny enough.
No, yeah, we had 370 something.
Yeah, you probably just had about 400.
Okay, cool.
That's good for literally Christmas Eve announcement.
And even Christmas Eve announcement was late.
Mad late.
Leaving Westfield.
I remember
tickets were screaming because
on the day, when you drew that number in the group, bro. He threw that number in the group. And it was funny because when I was leaving, Marv was coming in. And he's like, in the queue, I take him. I said, Jesus is Lord.
And I said it behind, I volleyed it. I said it behind, yeah. I said, bro, what's that the queue for? That thing. Yeah, I threw the thing. I said, Jesus is Lord. I volleyed the thing.
We caught life, though, because there was a private event at Shaka Zulu. So and I went to go speak to the security guard. Is aware of us. He's done. He didn't know it was me he was talking to until I kind of said that, yo, he's one of Charlie Sloth's security guards. So there was an event there with DJ Tiny, Stormzy's DJ, yeah. Chucky, and a couple other people. And then.
That was Guess It's Only.
Guess It's Only, yeah. Mm. But there was a girl that walked past, and I'm looking at the girl thinking, sweet. But then her man was like, Taser Black, three shots, right? Like a white dude. I was like, oh, what's going on? So when the
you tell him, your girl's sweet, bro.
It's a sweet one.
So obviously the security heard and he was like, three shots. You know, at the BBC, isn't it? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, so is it you guys' event next door? I said, yeah. And he goes, all right, cool. Anyone who's not on guest list, I'll send them over. So he helped us as well.
Three shots is wonderful. Nah, big man, certain man are reaping the benefits, the full benefits. Certain man should be locked up right now, bro. Certain man shouldn't even have made last night and should be getting out of a cell roughly now still.
We thank the Lord. Oh wow. All I'm saying is thank you for listening.
You know what I mean? No, he's coming through tonight still.
I thought you said you couldn't make it.
No, he hit me up.
Oh.
I think you should tell it live.
No.
So oh, you know the story?
Yeah.
I don't do that. Never.
Why? Yeah.
So I can lose the job.
No, but you don't know who he is.
If he's there.
Where?
He's going to be there today.
Yeah, but they know what. Who's going to be
not going to show him up. Just tell the story.
Oh,
you thought I meant bring him on stage and say hi? No. Just tell the story.
No, then I have to, I have to tell them what I was doing.
He's going to know.
They don't need to know what I was doing.
All right, fair enough.
You see what I'm saying? I shouldn't be doing that in the first place. It's funny because people that are listening, they're going to be thinking, what was he doing? It's not mad like that. It's just...
It was mad.
It was mad, but not mad the way they think.
Everyone's done it, basically. Everyone's been in a time and a place where they've done that.
That what? The 15 counts? that wasn't one thing, bruv. That was like, bruv, come on, man. How many things? I count at least four things that you could have done before.
I counted five, but yes.
Yeah. The man said, you know what? Mr. Exposed, yeah?
Oh.
Nah, free shots. Nah, you're doing your thing, brother. Be on your way, young man.
But nah, it was
that's powerful, bro. You don't understand, bro.
Wake up call, Stin.
But you know, it's mad because it's like, if you're very, very, like in America, for example, if you're really, really big, police pull you over because that's the, everyone will like, do you know what I mean? like George Michael at the time in the toilet and that.
I don't know.
Yeah,
George Michael. That's way past my days.
George Michael used to go into the toilets and try and like finesse man in there and say, well, what are you saying?
You serious?
Yeah,
man. What, get neck?
No, man. He used to like obviously be taking a piss and then like be stroking the ting and looking at brothers like, what are you saying?
Nah.
Because that's how them, some man, that's how them man like, you know, it's a bird call, isn't it?
So this is before Grindr, because you know with Grindr they have where they said
they're wait, hold on, sorry. He used to go in the toilet, stroke his things, or stroke a next man's
thing. His thing.
The man's give
bird,
a man the bird.
That's the bird. That's the bird call.
So like anyone who's gay, shout me.
That's the bird call anyway.
Oh, so he got arrested for that?
Yeah, because of, like there was undercovers, isn't it? Because it's against the law. You're not supposed to be doing that. That's
solicitation. Yeah. Not solicitation because he's not trying to get no money, but I think it's lewd conduct, you know, in a public place and stuff.
What I don't understand is I don't know, I can't even see what I was going to say. It's a bit of a mad.
That's like dogging and that. Like, you understand people dog. You know that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's illegal,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's illegal. Like when you're like, in a whip. in the woods.
Bare people watching.
Yeah, people coming to your car screen and
watch.
My cousin was doing that one time anyway. Not dogging, by the way. Relax. Not dogging, but he was like having sex in the car. And then obviously, like, he's kind of big in it. He's getting into it, whatever. Next week, he said he heard someone say, like, he looked in the window. He saw a couple of people in the window. He heard somebody say, go on, my son.
Brent, can I have the little connector thing? Because since we're talking about
it,
I said,
go on, my son, you know.
You missed the video we were watching earlier because it ties in with this, but you kind of have to hear it on your own, bro. I was thinking the things that happen in certain parts of the world, bro.
Get in there, my son.
Like,
Gucci, who?
It's a Gucci. Gucci, man. What is it? Shout out, my nigga Gucci. Go
on, grab your headphones, please. Oh, is it loud enough
on there? I haven't.
Oh, okay, cool.
You might as well send it as well so you can just add it in, the editing.
Yeah, I'll send them the YouTube link. These headphones always confuse us.
A lie?
Jesus, bro.
Bro, you got these algebra headphones, man. What's going on there, man? Pythagoras. Gucci, huh?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Dr. Martin Semper. I'm here in the capacity as the chairman of the National Task Force Against Homosexuality in Uganda.
Like
we are making legislation to make sure that sodomy and homosexuality never sees the light of legality in this land of the Pearl of Africa. I've taken time to do a little research to know what homosexuals do in the privacy of their bedroom. One of the things they do is called anal leaking, where a man's anus is leaked like this by the other person, like ice cream. And then what happens, even poo-poo comes out. The other poo-poo's out, huh? And then they eat the poo-poo.
They have a sex practice
called fisting, where they insert their hand into the other man's hand, and it goes all into the anus all the way, and it is so painful they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it.
This
now, if we
stories,
have any children, please.
Well, I can't confirm what
this
is story, but
this moment, that child can
grab
do
a kidney from his
so
grab my kidney for
this
off,
is what they do. Number one. You can see a man here having sucked the other person's rectum, and the other person is.
Is man showing the video on the laptop?
Yeah, he's eating.
I don't want to see that, man. What's man doing, bruv?
Tell me, when you have a law against
someone in that crowd is looking at that video.
You say, except eating poo-poo. Hey, I mean, look at this guy sincerely, Bishop. stand up for lies, Hajat. We do not want this sickness. This is sick, and it's therefore deviant. We do not want
it. Deviant.
Now,
but you know it's funny, bro. Man probably watched hella game porn to find all of these clips for research.
How did man know that, you know?
Bro, and I was like...
The poo-poo's on the mouth, like, big man, relax. What's going on over there, man?
Where's the ice cream thing?
Man, you ask like donuts, bro.
And there was the one I sent into, the one I sent into the group yesterday. And it kind of showed me how backwards some people are in their beliefs and how they think of things and how they see stuff. Listen.
That the woman on top is something that's not good. It shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a nice reason behind it. And I think it's worth mentioning it, considering the day and age that we live. He said the woman on top position, it makes the man basically behave like a woman. As in, it puts the man in a woman's
position.
That's
a woman riding.
it puts the man in the woman's position, because generally speaking, the man is the one who, in intimacy, is the one who is in control, right? Whether the man approaches from the back or the man approaches from the front. But if the woman is on top, then what this does is puts the woman in more of a dominating position, okay? Now, what this can encourage is femininity.
A lie?
Then it was he pulled it out, he just drill it. Give him quick pubs.
He's not saying it's haram, pay attention. It's not haram for a woman to be on the top position with her husband.
So what's
it's
the
not, it's not haram. But he's saying it's something that we should keep in mind, that it's something that encourages femininity. It causes the man to be in the position of the woman.
Can we get it straight? A woman riding me and causes
sadly,
me to be feminine.
And sadly, we've seen how this is perverse. Right.
Keep listening.
We're how perverse this has become. Because now men have actually gone to engage in practices where they're not just in the woman's position, but then they're actually being treated like a woman, where they will ask their wife to actually penetrate them.
How did we get here, bro?
Sadly,
from riding.
Very, very, very vulgar thing that happens.
How? Let me get straight from riding, man, start pigging.
Penetrated by his own wife.
Yeah.
And that's the
one
thing.
One plus one. Nine.
A person
nine.
Might have his, you know, that particular position, not think anything of it, but that's how Shaitan plays with you. Like, that's how that's
Shaitan.
How
conversion
yeah. happens. That's what they call it, Shaitan. The devil.
So, generally speaking, you know, it's not haram for a woman to be on top, but just bear in mind that there are some things that are taking place. Like, where does practice originate from? You know, what? Where can this lead to?
That yeah. sleeve is looking wedge, bro.
Well, but he's like, Bob, maybe there's a method to his madness. You know what you say? Certain things open doors to other things. Man said, your woman starts riding, it open hella doors.
Nah, I think it depends. If a woman's riding you and you got your legs on your chest, yeah, I just then I'd say, you know what? You're on the road to demise. Yeah?
If you're the road to Damascus,
you're putting the legs on your chest, you're letting her pump, man. But if a girl's just riding you, more times when a girl rides you, you kind of grab her anyway, though.
Man said it.
He's probably talking about that position. You know that video where the girl's proper, he's like, his legs are in the air and she's kind of sitting on him.
Impossible. That's what I'm saying. Them kind
yeah, of that position. Yeah.
Like, turn him
what
into
is a, that? That's not riding, bro.
Take him into, turn him into a train seat or something.
Nah,
imagine cause that with your legs up and your bum's just there.
What, bro? What are you, a tricycle, bro?
And your missus holding your feet and she's just pumping.
Nah,
you're
that's kind of vulnerable,
mad.
Bro. Holding my legs like
vulnerable,
tricycle,
you know?
Blood. Nah. That is new. But you know what you said?
That's called the cross trainer, bro.
But you know what, yeah? The elliptical, you know? But if we take it in, yeah? Like, there's a lot of law, a lot of things, a lot of beliefs right now that have started in that way where, you know what I mean, maybe with him, imagine if there's a group of them, about 20, 30 of them, and they're having this conversation and they all believe that.
Imagine they're the lawmakers of the land.
You're finished.
That's like the whole thing back there with witches.
Yeah.
They used to tie like a rope to your leg and then a rock, and they'll throw you in the water. And if you, what was it, if you float, you're a witch, right?
Or one of them things there. But like I said, that's something that someone thought was cool.
If you float your witch or something, if you sink, then...
What if I'm heavier than the rock?
No, and remember...
No, you're never ever going to be heavier than the rock.
Think I'm about like, it, Taser. If someone says you're a witch, how do you prove you're not? Literally.
So you die in it. Like, so if
but
you,
that's what I'm saying.
If
about
you float, you're a witch. But if you die, oh well. Sorry, man.
But what about the ones in church where like the pastor's giving his sermon or whatever and then people are lined up to receive their blessing.
And start fainting.
And he start fainting. But you don't faint.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's just, you're not in the spirit like that, innit?
Okay, but will he tell you to go sit down? Okay, you're not in the spirit,
nah,
go sit down.
So when you faint...
This was a hard one.
This one's got the
devil. So wait.
The devil here is military grade. He's a general.
What if I just got a strong core?
So
like, I don't get it.
So what happens? So when you faint, yeah, what is it? Is it the Holy Spirit got man in the full Nelson?
I don't get it. What if I just got a strong core?
You're in there, bro. The Holy Spirit is like sleep, nigga, sleep.
If you're led by the Spirit and then a man of God touches you, then you're supposed to be in the spirit. And
who said? Jesus ain't never said that.
No, not who said, but it's like, if that, remember, it's all about beliefs and faith. And if you don't believe, then that's not your faith, and it might not
I'm
work.
Not saying I don't
I'm
believe
just saying
it.
In the Bible,
I'm saying in this moment in time, it didn't work for
nothing to do
this
is
person.
Poor, man. What is it to do is just let yourself go. Like, but, say, man, if you're, all right, this is a bit of a crude example. But
so
if a girl's having sex with you, for example, yeah, you're not going to clench your cheeks and be beaten for the whole session. You're going to be relaxed.
What?
You're gonna let the pussy take you. You get me? You know what I'm saying?
Wow. You can't say the pussy's taking you because you ain't met pussy before, so he hasn't taken you exactly too far.
Hold on, what's going on here?
I'm just saying.
What?
He hasn't taken you.
That's even worse than my one.
He hasn't taken you.
Yeah. Like, I've been around you too long because you haven't even saying, that I'm example saying,
he hasn't
there
he hasn't
was for the Marvin Abbey book of comparisons. But no, that one was wild, saying, bro. What?
You said let the pussy take you, don't clinch. So relax, innit? Let her ride your face, bro.
Big man.
What? I was just saying.
What's going on here?
Let
Andrew,
it take you,
Andrew,
innit?
Bro, we went from talking no clue, we went from talking about fainting in the chairs to girls sitting on your face and peddling your ears, bro. I'm like, what quiet for the madness?
What's going on here,
but like I said, where is there anywhere in the Bible where Jesus was touching people and they're fainting?
It's not that I can remember.
So why the pastors? Pastors have unlocked.
Nah, but Jesus,
the
nah,
pastors are unlocking level nah, Jesus didn't even unlock.
Nah, but I think it's, I think now, nah, but in the Bible, Jesus has like touched people and healed them, or like even
yeah, healed is different.
But a man nah, didn't nah, make nah, no one faint.
No, nah, but I'm saying, but the funny thing is, we don't know if people are passing that in the Bible though.
Yeah, but what, bro, that's what I'm saying. Is there anywhere in the Bible?
What that, I'm trying to say is, you're looked at differently if you don't faint. That's all. He's not going to say, okay, maybe not you today. Go and sit down. Or go and rejoin the congregation. It's nah, this is a hard one.
Nah, but I, put it this way, for example, how many times have you been to like a Michael Jackson concert, yeah, and you've seen people go, Michael!
Yeah.
Then Michael touches them. Oh, people are passing that. Is Michael God?
Nah, but they're fake because of lack
that's
of
not
lack
the
of
Holy Spirit,
that's
bro. But like the shock.
No, that's my point.
That's lack of oxygen, bro.
No, that's my point. But the faith that they have in MJ is like, this guy is the king of pop. Like, I need to just touch him. Let me touch. Bang. Ah.
Like the Donnie who ran the stage for Wizkid.
Bro, you man, that was not the funniest part of that video. You lot ain't seen the other guy that tries to get on stage and the security boots him. Have you seen him? Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
It's in the same video.
There's that one. There's another part.
Funny bit, as
the Don in the red. You see the Don in the red?
As yeah,
the Don in the red is laying in, he's ready to line him up and it stops. He banged him.
Well, in this video, bro, you can see the same Donnie in the red kick the Donnie in the face.
Bro, the brother's doing selfie, then security guy grabs his neck like big
drags you like this. Drags him across
the
like
brother's
this.
Like, you know what? You'll grab my neck, but I'm still going to try to take the picture. My bro, man's level. He's not even trying to say big man, allow it. My man's neck, man's still taking the.
If you know how bad. Nice, bro, the way Wizkid was just so calm and nonchalant.
Man still sang bad.
Bro, you know, that's, you know, when you have faith in your security, when you know your security are going to do a madness. Bro,
in Nigeria, when you got money, forget it. No one can touch you now. If you got money in Nigeria and someone runs up you like that, security like, listen, it's my job, keep you safe. Wiz, don't worry about it. Boom. Because there's no legal, there's no suing happening. My man could have had a dislocated eye socket.
That's a good point.
A shoulder blade gone.
I was trying to
sue who?
I was trying to explain to Miles that there's no justice in Nigeria, bro. There's no court.
There's only P.
If you get arrested, yeah, and they take you to the station, the only way you're leaving that station is if you escape. Man are burning you with the iron saying,
you got pee.
Yeah, OP. Man are burning you with the iron saying, tell the truth now. Big man, I've told you the truth. Allow me. But you were there. We got forensics here. So if my fingerprints ain't there, all right, cool.
Buff, sir.
Jason, you weren't there. You weren't there. Where weren't you? Big man.
It's the way he runs over and he kicks the Donny off the stage.
I just happened to be there at the scene of the crime.
But certain man have gone to the police station just for a mere chat and they've been in there for 3 months.
It's tense.
Bruv, your court date's pending. What have I done now? Just relax, man. We'll see you in due time.
It's love.
Fam.
It's love.
And prison over there, it's not like prison over here.
No, bro.
There's no, you know what I mean? There's no videos from jail eating chicken and all sorts on Christmas Day or none of
bro,
that.
There's no
man
justice
are doing manual
system.
Labor in jail. You know where you go jail and it's hard labor? Where you're breaking rocks with other rocks.
I've sat a man forgetting to even feed you.
Yeah. Or process.
Have you fed the prisoners today? Oh, my God.
The one in cell A or cell B.
To the point where, bro, I can guarantee you, I can guarantee if they go through their records, bro, there's men in there, they didn't even know we're in there.
Do you know what's bad? There's a comedian on Instagram.
For who?
There's a comedian on Instagram, yeah. He's a Nigerian comedian.
Man says,
yeah,
there are 12 people on this paper. You know what I mean? There's 27 people in this cell.
What are you here for?
Oh, yeah.
Man's making you tell him.
What are you here for? Don't waste my time now. Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm leaving you.
That's 10 years.
The worst one is when you phone the police station. You know that here you can call 999 and they, or is it 911 and they can come and they saw out, you'll probably come and get you. Over there, they're asking you on the phone. So what is it? You can hear gunshots in your house? And you are where? In your house? In your bedroom? Okay, stay there. I'm pretty sure you... What? You're not going to come? Did you know how you explained to me that there's a man here?
They were asking what kind of fire was it?
Like, what kind of gun?
What kind of fire was it?
Was it bang, bang?
Bam, busso. Which one was it?
Bang.
Or busso.
Man say it was a few.
It was busso. My friend, we call the army.
One.
We here only have ping, 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 ping.
Come
Nigeria is a different land, fam. I'm telling you, different land, bruv. The yayo over there is different, bruv.
Oh shit!
Man said the land of lawlessness.
Blood, it's mad.
It's like the lawyer we spoke about that went to court with 50 of the best lawyers in Nigeria. Man, the case. He went to trial with 50 of the best lawyers in the country. Man brought everyone.
You're
to
winning
court.
That. Yeah. The judge is thinking, fuck.
Well, yeah. And they were like, he's taking the piss. Man went there just to show his power.
Yeah.
50 of the best lawyers are here with me.
There's certain people in Nigeria you can't even fuck with. On the real.
Yeah, when they say the last name, peak. Just,
like, it's okay. There's certain people that, like.
Sorry, sir.
Certain man, like, police will stop you for something you're doing wrong and they'll be like, do you know who I am?
Yeah, and then you're the head of police. So, man, see you get slapped. You ain't got no.
Nah, they'll ring the head of police. Like to say,
no, but let's say he pretends he's the head of police just for stunting purposes.
That's what I'm saying, but the real boss of the police will ring, ring him and say,
one of your colleagues,
are you mad? I'm sleeping at home. I receive a call from the honorable gentleman.
He says you're bothering him.
Saying you are bothering his own shout. My friend, leave the case. Leave the case.
In fact, you're fired.
I wear a uniform and your papers on the table. Before I get there.
Hey, Nigeria is different, bro.
It's finished, bro.
Are you mad? You know what I mean? Are you mad?
Finished, bro. Money means, bro, listen. I'm telling you, bro.
When the man can split traffic.
Fam, the way
their convoy is new, bro. If you see people pulling side by side. Did you see the video I put in? Oh, I didn't put in a group today.
No.
Basically, some bray was in a car park trying to come up and people were cutting him. And he was filming them cussing. Said, this is the problem in Nigeria. Our sisters, our brothers, Dubai, Morocco, Egypt, they drive in one line. Look at these foolish goats cutting me. This is why we will not prosper in Nigeria. And there's a bread behind him that cuts round him and pretends like he's driving, like he can't see him. So look at his foolish one. He's going mad. And it's true.
Yeah, Nigeria's a...
Nigeria's different,
it's
bro.
Like, bro, the Blackwall, when I was getting to, you know, the approach to the Blackwall Tunnel, it was like that. You see the video you sent in?
I need to show you a new way, another way you can do it. You know, you can bust and go to the end.
Yeah, you need to show me the bro.
Yeah, I did it all the time, bro. So I go all the way around and then I hit... Pretend you're going to do a left, like... Because sometimes police wait on the...
Oh, serious?
Yeah, one time... Yeah, Anton with there, and then we're gonna do the maneuver, and then as soon as we saw police, and I must have hit reverse, and was you know them cops, the brother who was getting police was trying to point at us. Look, there's another guy there, and I was ducking back. You get me? Yeah, because there's no cameras on that lane.
It wouldn't, bro. It reminds me of it's funny them situations where this was way back. I had a Astra. But it was a rental and I was taking it back and Des was in a mini. So we were, you know what I mean, racing or whatever. So the police, I think they've seen us from way back. So, and you know what the funniest thing is? Because my cousin was the one that was driving at the time. So police have pulled up and they've told him to stop, innit? And you, bro, the funniest is they told man, wait here because they're going to go get Des, come back. This nigga was sitting in there and I was looking at this nigga like, are you mad? What the fuck are you waiting for? Bro, they told man, wait here. They said, wait here. And they've gone off to go find, what's his name, who they didn't find. I was like, bro, you know when he was sitting in there and he was waiting? I was like, are you stupid? Man said, wait here.
I would have gone.
Bro, we kept stepping. You know when you have to clap man on the back of his head, bro? Like, are you mad? Man sat in the car like he was genuinely waiting. I was like, what are you waiting for? That's a sign, you know, God is handing out all of these blessings. You know what I mean? He's giving you a clear road to drive off. And you want to stay here and wait. This is why you're not prospering in life, bruv. Like, nah, man genuinely was going to wait. And he's going to wait for us to get nicked.
I don't know if you lot have seen on the timeline, yeah. Someone tweeted, I'm paraphrasing it because I ain't got the exact tweet.
Yes, Taze.
What?
Paraphrasing, you know. Nah. On the real key. But it paraphrasing, you know. So what's the other thing you use again?
Well, at the show, interject.
Oh. Nah.
Guys, tell me that.
Hey, I'm proud, you know. You know what I'm supposed to do, you know? Interject, paraphrase.
Sick, you know.
Taylor's favorite was narrative. That was his word before, remember? Narrative. Nah, I'm proud, man.
Yeah, let me told you, he's fucking hella smart jigs now. Yeah, true, I told you, bro, man's dipping his penis in education.
Master pumps, yeah.
Listen, there's two scenarios, yeah, that I want to share.
One year, the girl, she deleted the tweet. Basically, something along the lines of, yeah, the girl was talking about her MCM, and she was saying, "Listen, you don't need to listen to this.
Yeah, listen.
Because the maths is new." She was saying she's not sure if this guy is going to like her because every time he posts a picture on Instagram, the girls that like his pictures don't look like her.
Huh?
So their pictures don't look like her.
You upload a picture on Instagram.
Yeah.
The girls that like your pictures don't look like the girl that likes you. So she thinks there's no point shooting her shot.
Don't shoot your shot because I don't want someone that's crazy, bro.
How does that make sense?
No, I kind of get what it's saying.
No, I'm posting a picture and girls are liking the picture. That's not the girls I'm dating.
I don't even know these girls.
I don't know who they are. So you're saying because the girls that like my picture don't look like you, you think I'm not going to like you?
Wait, I'm confused.
Exactly. What's going on? Okay, Marvin, let's say you go on a girl's page.
Do you know what I thought you meant? I thought you meant that like he's posting pictures of
the girls that are liking
what's that got to do with anything, girl?
And looking for girls that look like
she tweeted it with vim and girls were agreeing. I was like, this is why we don't understand women. How does this make sense?
No, women don't understand themselves. That doesn't even make
sense.
Let me get this straight. So, all right, so for my post, for example, if I put up a picture of myself and bare dudes like it, does that mean that man's gay or something? Does that mean I like dudes? What kind of nonsense is this? Anyone can like a picture. So because there's certain girls, it means these are the girls I like.
Yeah.
Like there's not like bare hippos liking pictures. Not in a rude way. Like, as in, obviously, like if you like hippos, whatever.
But not in a rude way.
Yeah, but if you're the kind of guy that's only got hippos liking your pictures, maybe that's a put off.
All right, cool. I hear you. If you got hippos, pterodactyls, and all different kind of prehistoric creatures liking stuff, your pictures, does that mean you like prehistoric creatures?
No.
Is man liking a young Tooting Car Moon in the likes?
That's the first one I saw on Twitter and I was like, this is mad. The second one I kind of got involved in, yeah. The girl said, why is it the buff dudes...
There we go.
Yeah, the guys who girls think are buff,
mm-hmm.
they always go around basically saying that they're ugly or they're not attractive.
Guys don't do that. Stop.
And one guy tweeted and goes, me being honest, it's my insecurities sometimes. I don't feel like I'm as buff as the ladies perceive I am. I was like, all right, cool, fair enough. Maybe you was a fat dude back in the day and you've kind of trimmed up.
Big cool. You to relax.
That's him. But what I said was, it doesn't help when a group of girls will call you attractive, but they will give vag to someone who looks like Kodak Black. That doesn't help.
Yeah, but the attractiveness is not his looks.
That's my point.
It's something else.
No, but that's my point. That's why guys don't play up the fact that they're buff.
Because that's, we don't depend
you
on
lot don't,
that.
Yeah, we don't depend on that. You lot don't assess us in that way. Yeah, you lot might say a guy's buff, but the guy you're actually fucking, which we care about, looks like Kodak Black.
He's like a gnome.
More time, it is Kodak Black.
So how can I think I'm buff when that's your giving?
Without the
without
piece.
Pee.
Do you know what I mean? That's your
man
being.
There with one chromosome.
But, you know. But with guys.
I hope so.
Bro, you know how funny that video is, bro?
I hope so.
I hope so. The funniest tweet I ever saw to that meme was, you know what I mean? I think a roadman's at a party and man, they were asking if it's beef and they're like, I hope so.
Nah, but on the real though, the whole buff, because remember, men are more visual than women. So like, the funny thing is, it's weird. Men are more visual than women, but women, when they see what they like visually, turn mad.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? For example, if a woman goes to Chocolate City or a woman goes to see a stripper, damn, relax over there. Are you right?
The way they were,
have you had sex this year?
The way they were grabbing really... man's cock, yeah?
My man's like, look, all right, cool. Then no, I want...
Fam, you know Vice Grip? Like, she was... You know one of those ones where she's not holding...
Like, it was
she
hurting, was
holding,
man, bro.
She was holding... Like, you know when Donnie has to grab her arm and push it off? Like, not even push it off, he had to
and
grab
then
it.
Grabbing cock. Now, imagine us in the strip club trying to grab pussy.
Mate. Fam, the way she
that's
grabbed
a case.
She grabbed
that's
his
more
mom.
Than a case.
Mm-mm.
Security fist was up number one.
Where you in, bruv?
Yep, 100%, bro. You're definitely leaving in a wheelchair. 100%.
Even in a private room when you go to a strip club, you're not allowed to touch them. Even if she slaps two teeth in your face,
bro,
you're not allowed to touch them.
Bro, you're not even allowed to
bro there's touching.
Life,
you're not
bro.
You're not understanding. They weren't touching, bro. They're grabbing.
Yeah.
Mom, they're grabbing.
But you can't, your girl can't be at Chocolate City just stroking man's penis. Just,
the funny
bro,
thing is,
my girl can't be there getting rejected. Man didn't want it. It's not even like she's touching him, bro, and
I'm
he's
not,
feeling
I'm
it.
I'm not going to lie to you. My girl
you're
be
forcing.
A, my
you're
girl
forcing.
Be a,
full stop.
My girl can't be at Chocolate City.
No, 100%. But not only are you there, you're there forcing yourself on
there's
someone.
There's so many things I'm going to step my feet on, but on that, I'm going to do what's that, brother? I'll punch something in the face, bro. I'm going to. You guys took the city, yeah? Listen. Listen, I'll punch your beard off. I'll cut you. cut your beard off. On the real, bro.
I think it's funny that, like, we're talking about Chocolate City. We had, obviously, Ace on the show. And he was legit.
I don't know why you don't just do it.
Me? Yeah.
I don't know why you don't just do Chocolate
City. Nah, because with him, yeah.
No, I'm talking about you. Why don't you?
No, but what I'm saying is, with him, he's managed to, like, anyone is a show. Whether she looks like a hippo, whether she's nice, he's not attracted to them. He just performs.
It's what nice work for him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's great.
I can't do that.
Yeah, it's true.
I'd circle the venue and find the piffiest thing all the time.
if it's a painting, I'll just kick my knee. I'll be there.
I'll circle the venue for like 20 minutes.
If it's a dead thing, let's give it a little head.
No, he's going in the cheeks. He don't care. He's going in the. He's giving her the experience. The same way if she's piff or if she's dead, he's giving her the experience.
Hey, listen, you know it's dedication to the job.
Nah,
that's
a
man that's there to work. That's when you can tell that man's there, not for pleasure, but to work and do his thing. And boom, boom, boom.
I respect him, man. He goes home to his wife.
Taser's there to suck titties.
Oh, is he?
You know what I mean,
yeah, he's basically got missus and two kids, but she's okay with it. She understands his work.
Am I putting that in or?
Yeah, he's got a missus, but
I don't know if you wanted to put that out there, like.
What do you mean? He puts it out there.
Does he? I didn't know.
Yeah. It's on his page all the time. He talks about it all the time.
You see it?
I've seen it.
Oh. Yeah, he's out there.
Fair enough.
But he's the one that's in, is it Brotherhood? You know, Noel Clark goes into the showers.
And one dog walks out with his bark out.
That's him. Yeah, that's him. He's free with it, man.
That's his bark out, you know.
It's a big bark, little bark.
He's free with it. He still was hosting New Year's one. That's going to be fucking funny, bro.
New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve. He's hosting Chocolate City.
Boy, man, if you hit him up still. Yeah, I've got Chocolate City on New Year's Eve, bro.
Tell him FaceTime the things.
Who's coming?
So girls. Is this going to be girls?
I'm saying, you, man. Are you coming?
Are you going?
What? Castillo. Man's ringing him after this,
I was
going
to say, big bad thing.
Big
man.
Man's showing up with Castillo, fam. You
can only go to Castillo because there's no competition over things. You might have different tastes.
I'm not going for that. I just want to. The thing is, you know,
you just want to go for the experience.
Yeah. I want to see what these
women
are. What
do you want to experience?
The way the girls behave.
I want to see how these girls
if
behave.
If you're not going for the things, what are you going for?
Nah, also, you know,
I need for man to say they're going to get research.
Also, I want to see girls I know. I want to see how they behave. Because, you know, certain girls are going like, you know what? I don't even like Raven. I don't even like this. These ones going like Wolverine. Fighting my like Gambit, you know. What's going on here, bro? Are you practicing for something? Is Hunger Games? Yeah, I might
Matthew,
go
Matthew, still. Matthew went once when Axel was hosting. He said it's nuts. He said just cutting through to get to the toilet or the bar. Girls are grabbing your bum, grabbing your chest because they can't. Not all of them are going to get a piece of the stripper.
So now they'll harass anyone.
Any dude that's in there is getting it.
It's like imagine being at a strip club and you're thinking I don't have money for a dance. You scream.
And next woman. You know what are you doing? Bro, shut up, bro, man. Relax, man. I ain't got no pee left. You're kind of, you're all right,
bro. You're out there and you're just grabbing the pussy because you don't have money for it.
Slap some cheeks. What's going on?
Because you don't have money for a dance. So you're like, Taze, you know what? I'm not going to get the best stripper in here, so I'm just going to harass random women.
Because still, they're going to pull his hair, bro.
No, he's in the buff. He doesn't know what he's in for. We're going to see that.
They're going to pull his hair, man. He's going to have stories for
him. Yeah, he's going to have stories.
Big man thing.
That's a lot of content. A man went Chocolate City,
And one fucking
with the mental thing. With the mental eyes, bro. Mental health eyes, bro.
You know how funny he is.
What does that mean, bro?
A man said
the YMCA Willy.
Doing the barbering.
Some woman just love a fucking road, man. Next thing you know, your girl's getting that YMCA Willy. Man's telling her, listen, when this mixtape hits the road. Streets ain't ready, babes.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm doing the barbering will always be his funniest line because I didn't expect that. You know what I mean? Because when he was talking about the special needs, I was like, okay. You know, you're like, where is this going? It's like, what course are you doing? I'm doing the barbering. I was like, nah. I messaged you, the barbering. I was like, nah. This nigga is funny.
Also, women need to explain, why someone's financial status makes them more or less attractive.
For me, that's
another thing.
It's obvious, though.
That no, much I not, can understand.
For us,
no, it's obvious, bro.
No, for us, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But if a girl,
because you're not looking for security and stability in a woman, in terms of, because think about it, that's conventionally, and you know what I mean?
No, but historically, makes me look. Yeah. We're talking about looks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but if a woman is financially secure and she's got her own pee, she does come across a little bit better than a a woman.
But we're just talking about basically on looks.
No, I'm not saying, but generally, as a package, like, I'm not saying we want a woman to be rich, but we're not. But a woman who's not going to always look at you like.
Yeah, that's because she can change her outfits every now and again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But I'm not talking
doesn't
about
smell bought.
Package. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking it based on looks. But they were talking about why men always say that they're not attractive looks-wise when they are.
Yeah, but the thing about women, in terms of women looking don't at listen. A guy having money,
I know,
she's
I'm saying
got, she's got to look at him and see certain things to ascertain.
Taze, all the money means is, you know, all of that the money means is I can overlook certain things. You know what I mean? All of a sudden...
teeth ain't important no more.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Women need to explain that, but the game's the game, innit? Because a lot of us understand that.
Yeah.
Because anytime a guy comes to ask for advice and he says, oh, I can't get girls, the first thing we tell him
get
is...
Get your P up.
You know what I mean?
By the range.
All the rest will follow.
As long as that, like...
If you're good looking, it does help.
It helps, it adds to it.
If you ain't, just get your P up.
Get your P up.
If you're good looking, just learn to talk to girls.
By a range.
You're done, bro.
It's mad, like... As long as you get your pee up,
say get a TV in the tub, nigga.
I look a little Wayne. I was watching throwback videos of like all the celebrities that
them
are in love with Lil Wayne. Bro, look at what Lil Wayne looks like. No,
that's now.
Bro, look at what he used to look like.
Nah, Wayne had little sauce back then.
No,
not where he looks. We're talking about looks.
Nah. When Wayne came out on
bro, you know why?
Soldier remix.
Looks wise,
and he had a look.
He's 4 foot.
I hear that, but he had a little size
look
thing, the dreads.
Look at him.
Nah,
what size? He's like 4 foot.
No,
look at him.
You're looking now. My man is
the same height.
Same
no,
thing.
No. Now man's arms like this. What I'm saying to you is, isn't it? Wayne's like falling off now. The lean has hit him.
But he's got more money now. Obviously, that cash money check has come true.
Cool.
He won the court case. He's got like what 50, 60 M's up.
Yeah, but that's half his guy's tax.
That's if he's got it.
Yeah, Birdman.
Remember,
the time
in between winning a case and actually getting the money, bro,
there could
be a decade in between that period, you know?
Because my man
has certain times right money. Now, we can go to court right now, Taser, you can win a case and I owe you 200 bags. If I ain't got that 200 bags, nigga.
That's cheating.
You know, what are you taking?
I'm taking your range,
your property,
and your dog.
Yeah, so you make sure you keep up them payments, nigga. Yeah, but I'm saying Wayne, and you're right about Wayne, because think about it. Remember, there's a track he was on with all Bow Wow and stuff like that. So think about
Hardball.
Yeah. You see Bow Wow and all of them, man. And Sammy, them man,
Romeo,
all them, they were all pretty. And then there was Wayne. And he was on a next thing. Because if you look at them and you look at him, it was like... And Wayne came from a time where people really liked pretty guys.
Yeah,
you
know Bow Wow,
B2K and B2K. All of those.
No, but girls liked him. About
I'm not saying girls don't like him, but obviously it's
he's a rapper.
He was just a normal dude that walked past on road.
Yeah, but remember, in terms of... I hear what you're saying, but there's different kind of looks of guys. There's the pretty boy, the bait, like...
The universal
pretty boy, that like one of them, I don't know, them brothers from ATL or something, or like... You know, that little fizz or little bug. What's his name, the man there?
B2K, the man there.
Yeah, Raz B.
Yeah.
No, not Raz B. Raz B, I guess.
Raz B will get a dodge. But yeah, them kind of man there. And then you've got like the rappers, like the young Jeezys, that women like, they're not ugly, but they're not lookers, but they're just, there's something about him because he's hood or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So Wayne fell in that bracket. Like, well, he went like BG. BG looked like a pterodactyl,
who's
bro.
BG, bro.
BG, the rapper.
It was in Cash Money.
As in BG.
I know, I'm not.
Yeah. Cash Money as the army, but he had the Navy.
That's before.
Rhythm, bro. Boom. Hey, let me find that, actually. That, as
and
a
like
rhythm. Listen, that rhythm there.
Have you not seen the movie Bird Box?
Yeah.
I keep hearing about this shit, man.
Don't bother. Don't waste your time.
Fam.
Be shit, bro.
I might come out of the live show with the blindfold.
It wouldn't surprise me if you did. But personally, like, I watched the film. The concept was great. I feel like it could have been executed a lot better.
Is it a film or a series?
There's just so many plot holes. We're not going to discuss them, but there was just too many questions, not enough answers. Because think about it, we actually have no idea why.
Yeah, the budget was low, fam. I personally thought we were going to see
Everyone's talking about it. Like,
yeah, everyone's just rushed. I think social media has kind of rushed everyone to. Because the concept, it's an amazing concept.
Their promo's 100%. Sick, fam.
Yeah, the concept's amazing, but I just don't get it. Like, you know, you can watch the whole film and still be like...
Yeah, I don't get it still.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, also, I don't get it. I don't want to spoil it. But there's a scene with where she's in the boat and the girl says, I'll do it, and she gets mad.
Yeah, but no, that's understandable. Because that's not her.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is Twitter went viral with that and I'm like, why? Like, I don't get what's that scene so important.
Yeah, no, because they were like the little girls willing to sacrifice herself.
It's
and
not
boom,
my
boom. No, but the funniest one is, you know the scene, yeah? With Machine Gun Kelly, where they just disappeared.
Man just cuts out.
Sweet. And that's it. Think about it.
Killian,
yeah. But Taser, that was it.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah, yeah. But that was it.
Why do you got
no explanation.
The budget can't be that low then if they got Machine Gun Killian in
it. You say this like he's big in the movie.
No, not big in the budget. I'm just saying he's an artist, isn't it? So low budget.
When I say budget, I mean that budget to make CGI, like to actually see what whatever was causing the drama, to see it. It's like Cloverfield. I don't know if you've seen the movie where the movie shot with the handheld, whole movie. You don't actually see the monsters until like to the end, but you see like shadows throughout the movie.
Because it's easier to do.
But sometimes it's just like, this one, you don't see what's causing it at all. It's like Signs. Have you seen Signs?
This nigga head don't stop with his music, bro. Like, you know, when you're like, every time, bro, and I don't open the messages, bro.
Man said Signs.
It is, is it Mel Gibson?
Nice. I don't even know that.
You know who it is. You know who it is, Taser, isn't it?
Right, they're I'm going to play the tune. Taser, you must have heard the tune, man.
Shit just too real. Respect my mind on the real.
Bro.
I'm telling you what's real. Shit
heard
just
you.
Too real. I'ma come like this. Money making is my thing, cause I'm trying to be rich. Trying to put away meals, that's why I'm in the studio on my shit. Dropping rap after rap like you sell key after key.
Heard this backed up by EG. The best friends. It's like Cash Money Millionaire. Like, he was like the him and Juvenile were the two main ones.
And dangerous if we beat, we'll shit a whole lot. No fading us at all, nigga, cause we roll too deep. With a case of 60, knocking niggas off.
He was a nickel man.
I ride him home into 9-8 legs.
You're talking through the sergeant, running off top, the
and all these niggas know my.
If you don't see me on the black eye, China had. Hey!
Yeah, no,
that verse there.
Everyone waiting for that verse.
I'm camouflage.
Does this help?
No. I don't know.
Jesus, so you never saw the. Bruh.
I know the last bit, but I don't know.
That's what I was like. How did you never. Because remember, he was always with him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
How do you not know him? Like,
probably one of the main dons.
Yeah.
No, I don't know them, bro.
Always with him.
Oh, maybe I've seen his face, but
yeah. But when I say man's always camped out, because like, you know, when it gets to a point where like, big man, it's been 2 years, I don't open them things.
Man, I allow it, because how was your lot's Christmas anyway?
Alright, something light.
Something light.
Didn't feel very Christmassy this year though.
Yeah, for real. Me, I was just chilling with the fam.
Because we had how many events, that's why.
Yeah, man's just been working, bruv. It's mad.
But I ain't complaining.
Also, I was thinking, yeah, for this episode, obviously, we should do like a roundup of 2018 and then do like your top three of stuff, whether it's like trainers, music videos, tunes, drill. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, guys, you know what I mean? Amazing news as well. Marv, before you got here, Taser's donating his proceeds from the last two shows to charity.
Taser's looking at me like, what?
Big man, I'm not that nice, fam. What's going on here, man?
You know what I mean? Charity.
I said proceeds.
Bro, man got a coffee there.
Man said to the, you know, niggas with no game charity. Donating money to help niggas that don't get girls.
Hey, one don came up. He's going to hear this. One don came up to me yesterday at the rave, yeah? Because you are Mr. Free Shots, yeah? You're going to follow me on the gram right now.
Oh, say, big man. God.
Nah. Whatever you want to say to me, DM me, please. I'll still see it. He goes, nah, you have to follow me. I'm like, why is man trying to make me follow him under duress,
bro? You must relax.
What's going on?
You must relax immediately. What's going on?
I was looking at him like, are you seriously saying this? Like, he's like, and his brother's trying to drag him away. Like, yo, come. He's like, nah, wait. Taser needs to follow me first. I'm like, bro, whatever you want to say to me, just DM me. I'll reply. Like, seriously. But he's probably drunk. When he sobers up, he'll realize. I don't know what he's getting.
That's a DM, nah. That's like one of the cheeks, bro.
Cash money is an army. I'm walking with purple hearts on me. You're talking to the sergeant. Body marked up like the subway in Harlem. Call him BZF baby. Please say the baby. If you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I blend in with the hood. I'm camouflaged. Bandana tied. So mommy join my troop. Now every time she hear my name, she salute. I like
that verse there. That's when Wayne was like, he came back.
Yeah.
And was like, Wayne?
Because T.I.'s on that tune as well. People don't remember.
Nah, T.I.'s, the first one is all right. The first bit, but no one cares about this bit though.
It was waiting for Wheezy.
I'll tell you another Wheezy bar, the sick, was when on Slow Down. when he goes, I'm too dark to tan, I said.
God, like I better be. You know I'm very street. And if we get caught, you can be my accessory. Access to the condo in Miami. Have breakfast on the floor, but naked we tanning. But I'm too tough to tan. Mama pony man, I'ma spark while I can. You know,
so you might have taken in that line, you know. Man said, I'm too dark to tan. I said,
he's got some fire verses.
Yeah,
you know?
Man said, I'm too dark
even the
to
verse
tan.
With Chris Brown's tune, where he's wearing the baggy suit.
Bobby, Poppin'.
Is it Poppy?
Poppy.
He talks about the grill.
White hat.
We keeping on.
Yeah,
now.
And he's in train station.
Poppy.
No, but he's walking and walking with a step. Him and Chris Brown are walking with the lead.
Oh, dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about still.
But he talks
give
about
me that.
Yeah. That verse is cold.
Yo. Young Carter, harder than the motherboards. Yeah. I ain't even fronting, baby. I could take a summer off. I could bring a woman off. I could take the stomach off. One of my trucks, now I'm riding in the goods. Line it on up, guarantee you get served. Lil' Chris said running, so I run into her. I'm that cash money young and Birdman Jr. Just a president looking for a minor curve. Okay, we see baby, what it do? I'm tryna holler at ya. I ain't upset, but I'll blind you if I smile at ya. You're rapping with young Chris and the best rapper. Yeah. So leave your phone, bring your friends, let the rest happen. Yeah. Lil Patron, Lil Hen, I'm on Cavalli Vodka. Check. I'm in Cavalli jeans, check. Got on Cavalli boxes. Check. I'm fresher than a newborn, and I can work you out like a futon, and you can leave your birthday suit on. Yeah. I'ma leave my boots on, I'ma leave my jewels on. Never know what you want, I'ma leave that too long. Never know who home. I learned that from a Biggie song. On to a new one. Some like a red bone. Ooh, I think she like me. She got me on a ringtone. And I told her, get your girl. And don't you stop. Now give me that funk, that gushy stuff. Yeah.
He said, I can't remember what he says.
Even Thingy's hard. Transform ya. Are you mad? Yo, hey, little mama. I can transform ya. Fam.
Go, hey, little mama. I can transform ya. No, I can't dance, but I can dance on ya. Swiss on the beat. Chris, move your feet. And baby, I could transform you, him to a me. I could change your life, make it so new. Make you never wanna go back to the old you. So rock and line, give it a little time. And she gon' transform like Optimus Prime.
But that's more current.
It's current, but like Wayne was bodying like features, you know. I'm too dark to tan. Do you know what that is, fam? You might have taken that in, bruv. Man saying, I'm dark.
Man said, 50,000 for the grill, so I'm never cheap talking.
Oh, my God. Wheezy. I'm too dark to tan.
I said, Wheezy, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Give the rest of the rappers a chance, bro.
Wheezy in his prime.
Do you know I knew Wheezy was powerful?
Sign up for lasagna, fam. What's the deal?
Yeah, the Jesus. Do you know I knew Wheezy was powerful? No word of a lie, yeah? No,
don't say something silly.
Nah, do you remember the tune he dropped with Santana? Prostitute and flag. I wouldn't care if you was a friend. But that had me wanting to wife you at home. Like, I said, you know, I don't even mind.
Nah, on the real.
Mom,
that she was making
on me. On the real, I'm cutting you off. On the real, man.
That she was making me feel, you know what?
Man, have
I don't
to
even mind.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
She makes me feel good, man. Fuck it.
Need to relax over there, bro. Immediately. Don't get that shit twisted. Immediately. And me, I am the best rapper
alive, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. You remember this day?
Yeah, come on.
This is one of the
intros longer,
bro. And it was worth it.
The dirt thingy on that, he's got bare tunes on that. When he does that,
that's the drought free.
Ambition of a rider.
In my window, slightly crack, ride with a bad hoe, with a girlfriend in her back. I like to get real high.
I got a tune that Marv's gonna Marv's gonna wheel up the thing.
You always say that.
Wheel up the blood thing.
You always say that.
Neck.
Bro, think about it. He was barring for 3 minutes.
He does that regular.
He's barring for 3 minutes.
Let me play this one. Listen.
After.
Shout out Weezy.
You know another
sick. Never had my jaw broken by this jaw.
Can I play? Because if you say the same one.
The two tunes, isn't it? Yeah. I'll play the verse in a minute. There's one tune where like Wayne goes ham, yeah? Man, I have to respect Wayne, bruv.
Listen, if I play the same tune, yeah, please do.
No, but then take it off the real thing. Told you, Ambition Nevada.
Yeah?
Money, get a dollar and a dick. Weezy, baby, that crack. Motherfucker got a fix. No homo at the ass. No homo, but I'm rich.
Let it end.
DJ Craxton. Oi, Dave! Guy! And he pulls up again. Money at the ass, no homo, but I wish. But beam, 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 beam. Craxton Grizzly, oi! Money, baby, that crack, motherfucker.
Hey! Got money at the ass.
No homo, but I wish.
About to go get surgery and put some diamonds on my wrist.
Yes! Nah, you're breathing bad, yo. Yo! The Gangsta Grizzles. Hey, we thank God for life.
This intro is cold. I know Marvin knows this one as well.
Man, listen,
my nigga driving, man. So I need you to give him something else training, just to warm him up, and then they know he wants to.
Cannon. Hey, nah, you're even mad.
This is how you came on the cheese.
What's the way you got? It's Weezy. Oh, my God.
Hey, how these you motherfuckers is Weezy, baby, niggas bitching, and I gotta talk to Cannon.
Oh,
hey, motherfucker, I got to take me over, have you listen like the fucking off. Hey, one on my
buddy, that's an AK-47. I don't spit, I vomit.
It's like birds, you can hear them bitches humming. Don't let that bird shit, he got a weak stomach. Niggas know I'm sick, I don't spit,
I vomit.
Got it.
One egg short of an omelet.
Simon
says, shoot a nigga on his dying leg and tell him catch up like
mayonnaise. Nah, you better be. Are you mad? Man said, nah, I'm hot, bruv. Man said, ketchup like mayonnaise. Oh, God.
Yeah?
DJ Khaled, are you coming to end it?
The rapper eater. Bro, Weezy was untouchable. Well, when he went through, I'm not sure what he was.
That's
eating.
What I was saying to people. People say Weezy's their goat. I wouldn't say he's not.
He's one of mine.
One time for the DJ. He be Khaled, I be the Weezy. Baby, if you ask me if you're nasty, creative, keep the bastards be sporadic. I'm so diplomatic, democratic. Touch it, bring it, push it, systematic.
Damn
right, I kissed my daddy. I think
they
missed
it. I don't know about that one there, but that line was a bit
bad still. You know, I forgot that bar there. You know what I was like? Whoa, no, dig, we all do.
Man said, my nigga, they rich. He's my daddy.
She with my daddy. So this me, but don't diss my daddy. Cause who was that when no one wasn't
just my daddy?
Who was that when I needed money?
Just my daddy.
So who be that when I see the money?
Just my daddy.
Who said that I'll be the one? Just my daddy. Hello, hip hop.
No, it's your daddy. Man said my flow just grew legs.
But are you playing an album tune?
No.
Nah, his album, you know what I mean? He was creating different albums to what he was doing. Well,
this sky's the limit. This is a tune here. As well.
The all first thing I'ma do is free Weezy. Go. And I take probation. I don't want that T.I. and big vacation. Private plane, pick location. I'm going to the bank to make a big donation. Yeah, I don't stunt, I stunt hard. And if the food ain't on the stove, I hunt for it. But in the meantime, you could call me Young Roy Jones Jr. fighting the drugs and gun charge. Shit, don't leave me unguarded. And I'm a cheesehead, word to Vince Lombardi. Word to Marky Mark, leave a snitch departed. All that blood like the Red Sea parted. My gun go crazy like it's retarded. Red light on it like it's recording. I ain't recording, I'm just C4ing. My currency foreign. We are in a league, they aren't. Better dig in your pocket and pay homage. Better cover your eyes, your face falling. Watch the game from the side, I'm play calling. No, I didn't say that I'm flawless, but I damn sure don't tarnish. My pistol got comments for your garments. I'm so high I can vomit on a comment. KY, no homo, I'm on it. Weezy F, baby, newborn bitch. You know what they say about when your palm itch. I'm gonna get money, I'm gonna get.
Funny enough, yeah, it's a weird song because it wasn't a big song, but it was like what kind of stapled Lil Wayne in like yeah, he's a cold rapper. When he dropped that tune, Fireman, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't my favourite tune.
I think there was most, nah, that was where he went very mainstream.
Before that, though.
That's what made him mainstream.
Fucking with me, man. He man, ski man, spending next week's cash. He fast, and I don't even need a GPS. I'm past it. I'm passing them out now, and you can't hear
that. Fireman tune is what set him off. It's the fireman, fire. And it's like, that's not one of my favorites, but that's one of the tunes I can say people always go back, and that's when they first got introduced to.
You heard this one as well, Beat About Bass.
Yeah. But I've heard every single Lil Wayne tune.
This is the way he comes in this tune. Are you mad? Welcome to Dip. This is the first like, 8 bars ever. I came out of this so slow, but don't think I ain't hard. They say Weezy make it rain, I say bitch I ain't God. But I am God's son, but you know I ain't God. See, he got a positive. Listen, now you ain't taking them bars in. Even my, listen. Nah, I'll kind of play that again, bruv.
What?
I got my leather so soft, but don't think I ain't hard.
Remember when I told you guys that the original Hustling, Rick Ross's voice wasn't deep? Let me show you. I told you, man.
So one more. Remember this one. I know Taylor's gonna like this one still. This is a banger. Anyway. Are you mad?
Come on, bruv. The girls get mad. Man, send them this, bruv. Say, like, stay calm. There you go. The goat said single.
Fam.
Camel shouts and bubba kush.
So flawless, like.
We can talk, she ran the
chillin'.
Bob, just chillin', isn't
it? This ain't about such and such.
All right, babe.
Damn, where is the fucking trust?
I'm tired of the hoop and hollering.
I'm about to take the coupe to Collins.
Imagine having it, we get in the video, innit?
Take a female to the island. Then take her clothes off and do the honors. Yeah. Now she hear him with them other bitches. Yeah.
I told them I'm a fucking business. She probably out here fucking niggas.
I'm fucking her friends, but now her friends ain't even fucking with her.
Damn.
She texts me all day and night. So pissed off, she ain't even spelling shit right. So I text her back.
I told her it's life.
Now somebody tell the hoes I'm single for the night.
Oh, Weezy was prophesizing. We didn't even know it, huh?
Bigger but the cancer that bitch like me, though. I ain't tripping on nothing. I'm sipping on something. And my homeboy say he got a bad bitch for me. And I'm single. Yeah, I'm single. And I'm single. Tonight I'm single.
Fuck.
Man's faded it out.
Have you got one?
Hey, you better fade it out with the volume. You gotta fade it out, you get me? So, yeah. That, okay, no problem.
I cut them wide, I cut them.
Every day I'm
hustling. What can I come out to this today? This is a bad intro, bro. Yeah, this tune's too sick, bro.
We've had a hustler's mum.
Come on,
listen,
man.
Listen. I said, who the listen.
Fuck you think you're fucking with? I'm the money fucking need boss.
I'm 45, white on white, that's fucking Ross.
We cut him wide, I cut him long,
listen to his
I
voice.
Cut him fat,
yeah.
I keep him coming back.
What? We keep him coming back.
I'm into distribution. I'm like Death Land.
Get it.
Oh,
so this
I got the motherfuckers flying across the
Atlantic. This is the first one I ever heard. And I was like, when I rehab it, I was like,
Pablo Noriega, the real Noriega. He owe me 100
pairs.
Ain't petty, nigga. We buy the whole thing.
It
kind of does.
Most of
my niggas really. Play the one that came out. We did Rick Ross. No. Special again, you know. Because it's not a special.
Nah,
just the one.
It's Lil Wayne today. We do Rick Ross another day, innit?
Yeah,
done
no,
it
already. Ever.
Maybe that mean, though.
I cut him fat.
But there's more faded different. It's not like
he's no, but his voice too.
Even the beat that sounds different. Look.
No, but his voice. Listen to Wayne says, I know Pablo.
I know Yinka. Yinka Dippo.
That's the Uncle Femi. Yeah, so but when I heard the original, I was like,
Femi's everyone's uncle's name, bro. I might say like it was unique, you know.
You're even mad at
even me. My name's Femi.
Oh, was it?
I got like 9 names,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, that don't count.
Hey, I spoke to my nan on Christmas Day. She said, "Oh, this Tesa, do you remember your Nigerian name?" I said, "Obviously."
Omok bang. Omok bang.
Do you remember the one I gave you? I said, yes. Granny.
That's your name as well?
Yeah, I got 9 names, legit, bro. Jesus. Everyone was doing, because I was the first child, so everyone was doing, give him this one. Let me throw that one there. Let me throw that one. Bruv, there's 9 names on my birth certificate. It's
how long's your driver's license?
Nah, sure. It's 4 names.
You best got the driver's license, the extended package.
4 names. You remember this one?
Man's got a ruler.
Screw up, got introduced to the game. I fucking blew up. I grew up, I fucking screw up. Got introduced to the game.
Not
the game.
Not little wait, not Lucas. Yeah, little wait. Oh.
This one, I've got all the dedication album.
All of it.
That's when we used to use. What's that website we used to use again?
LimeWire.
No, the rap website.
Introduced to the game, I'm at the heads like crew cuts. Suit up and lace your boots up, it's war time. It's Weezy, baby,
no crime, no lie.
These motherfuckers is slipping, they better hold on. They tripping like Cedric and Solon. I flow like I'm headless, no mind.
Do you know which one is the tune? And after this, I'm done.
I'm so fresh, yeah?
No more knows this one.
Then I don't look right.
Hey, and that ain't doing right.
I swear you can get a full clip, not a sound bite. So okay, and if you ain't with it, then you ain't the food chain. I'm in that wide body, I'ma need 2 lanes, blue seats, white paint,
wetter than blue rain.
Man says Luke Kang in it on this thing,
that with blue veins.
That's the best part.
Man said
feet hanging out the window, jack my shoe game, cause all my kicks fly like Luke Kang. That's it.
Yeah. That's a bar. You know another freestyle that he had that was wavy? Upgrade You.
Yes, sir. 3. I love this shit. So let me talk my shit. Okay, I'm good. Yeah. I know you see the clock, cause getting money is what we own. Rot and drop the top in the winter with the heat on. Bad yellow bitch keep my passenger seat warm. Leg hanging out the window, you ain't got these on. Bitch holler, it is Louise. They cannot see me, they are like Stevie. I am bearing a ton like Leafy. I circle your house like BB. Colder than the Hebe. GBs, never give freebies. 75,000 for these bees. Shit, I can get 100,000 up in these jeans. Big stacks, my pockets on creatine. Young money, dip set, nigga, we a team. If you don't like a nigga, fuck you, no Vaseline. Peel off in a Lamborghini, like a tangerine. Got the engine straight shaking like a tambourine.
Yeah, bub. Do you know another thing I liked about Lil Wayne?
Do you know how hard?
Do you know what's sick about Lil Wayne was that, like, you know, it's normally mixed. That's why I like DJ Drama as well. Because DJ Drama on these mixtapes, he would play beats you wanted to hear the artist spit on. Do you know the mixtapes with this dead beat?
Yeah, yeah.
So you would hear him on a tune that you like, bodying it, bro.
But you know what's sick about him as well? What I liked about Lil Wayne is the way he talks to girls with swag. Like, certain man will make gal tune and it's a proper gal tune. But when Lil Wayne does his verse, it's a saucy verse, bro. Like, you, even this tune with this, this tune.
Oh, yeah.
Be the F-A, be the key to the ladies. Keys to the Sadies, but please say the baby.
I can really tell what kind of songs people like as well. He's like them smooth, the more smooth, the smoothie R&B, like the...
Yes, Lloyd.
Go inside and stay in. Tell the homeboy you're staying. You've been taken, gone. Turn me on
and I'ma turn him down.
You know I love you like good food. You know you're fucking with a good dude.
These dreams make me want to grow my hair, you get me?
Graduated from a good school.
Back, you get me?
Or like a still a
shit. Like Lloyd.
Hey, shorty, what it is.
What was that? Who said that again?
Shorty, you a big.
She kind of looked like Lloyd. That's what she cute.
You call it what you want. That's what she cute, man. What you like Lloyd? If I did that, you know. Hey, what's she saying? What's that thing say yesterday? Hey, but she's cute, fam. What she look like? She kind of look like Lloyd.
Bro, you know you're like, what?
I said, hey, big man, what's going on there?
Imagine you're chilling, Tate, man, she's cute. She looks a little bit like Miles. And you're like, what?
Imagine man saying that, yo, that girl was cute, man. What you look like? Kind of like Taser still.
And like, you're like, time out.
Time out.
All right now.
nigga, we are so ready for the war. C-A-R-T-E-R, put the beat in E-R. I'm colder than B-R, add another three R's. Watch me like DVD, VCR. Pump to your chest, I ain't talking CPR. Riding this track like a motherfucking streetcar. New Orleans coroner, his name is Frank Mignon. Fuck with me wrong, you be waking up in his yard. Man, I go crazy on the beat, I go Nimrod. Man, I act a ass, treat the beat like a Nimrod. Man, I go to work on the beat, call it employed. Man, I kicks it, bitch, get your shin gone.
What?
What? Right, man finishes this.
Nigga, we are so ready for the BR. C-A-R-T-E-R. Put the beat in ER. I'm colder than BR. Add another three R's. Watch me like DVDVCR.
You listen to your chest.
Bro, man said, I'm colder than BR. Add another three R. Brrr. Bro, you know, this nigga was.
DVCDVR. Oh, man.
Bloody. Like a motherfucking streetcar.
This chick got me in trouble with my girl at the time. When he goes to the bar.
Bro, man named the coroner in the city, bro. Bro, man named the coroner in the city, bro. Do you even know who that is over here?
Wait, keep, let me keep going.
Fuck women wrong, you be waking up in his yard.
Nimrod, isn't it? Crazy on the
beat, I go Nimrod.
Man, I act a ass, treat the beat like a Nimrod. Man, I go to work on the beat, call it employed. Man, I kicks it, bitch, get your shin guard.
Fam.
Man said we run this town like a lot of feet.
Do you know what? I'm going to play one more after.
The man said two. Four tracks ago.
I know, but it's just coming to me. Because this bar here is a double entendre. But no one knows what he actually is saying when I play it. You'll see.
Andrew's smiling, looking at this. Andrew had double entendre, just kept scrolling. So this bastard. why is it double okra?
Well, we can't forgive him for a thing, though.
What?
Weezy F Baby and F is for phenomenal.
Of course you can, after them bars. Mango said F's for Nigeria. I would have let him off. I don't care about that, bruv. The thing about Wayne, what he was doing as well, people don't understand yet. He was giving us free shit.
That was
astronomical.
Yep.
Because remember, certain men will hold their best shit for the album and be like, I'm not even bringing it out.
There was one year.
He was flinging out mixtapes,
bruv.
If
you count how many tunes he released in that year, Lil Wayne dropped a tune every 3 days in that one year. If you count how many tunes he dropped that year, there was a new Lil Wayne tune or Lil Wayne verse every 3 days.
Crazy
work rate was then. It was living in the studio, bruv.
Man was moving like three shots.
Moving like Wayne, because not Wayne. There's the Vibes Cartel. On average, Vibes used to do seven songs a day.
Vibes was a mad. You could tell Vibes was a madness, though. Most tunes, you'd have the best rhythm.
Bro, think about how long has he been in jail now?
You got perfect
over 5 years, isn't it? Do you know how man still got tunes dropping now?
Mm. Yep. That Vibes Cartel versus Mavado beef. The rhythms they were dropping,
crazy. Barber boy.
Anyway. this tune
no
here.
Run.
Yeah.
Boy.
This used to gas me because the thing is, I'm one of them people, like, I'm more of a gasser, innit? You know what other tune as well? Can you find it on Dedication? The one that goes, yeah. What up, what? Please? Kini. Kini.
Is it that tune?
Wait,
are you ready? What's that tune?
That's
Soul, bruv. Oh. Yeah,
he might have
done a remix
at the beginning as well.
Yeah, he might have done a remix. I don't know.
Nah. Most people don't wait. I'll find that tune anyway. But yeah, this tune. What's the tune? Gas to be this tune. Oh shit.
Oh, Shine heard this tune in time.
You are watching a master at work.
Yeah. Oh. And you know what I like when the DJ keeps pulling it up, bro. What?
I put a couple pounds on since the last go.
DJ Drama, hey.
We be hanging around these parts.
My block pumping and I'm trying to keep that old pumping. If niggas snitching, then I let them niggas get them. My block pumping and I'm trying to keep that old pumping. If niggas snitching, then I let them niggas
get them.
My block pumping and I'm trying to keep that old pumping. If niggas snitching, then I let them niggas
hold something.
If nigga owes something,
need a doctor's note from him or his throat from him.
Yeah, yeah. Niggas thinking they fresh, keep without your clothes, youngin'. I got it all, but I'll beat you like you stole something. My bitch tripping, said I treat her like my old woman.
I told her bitch I'm probably better off with no woman. Yeah,
I get that brand new money. I'm the boss, bitch. I'm touching every dollar.
Fam.
I got one, yeah.
This is tune, man. I'm trying to get this other tune, though. One sec. Oh, that's it, man. Yeah, this tune, man. What beat were you listening to, bruv?
Play the tune.
Oh, shit.
Song of the Man, man.
This beat, man. What's going on here?
I'ma tell y'all like this.
Man was doing soul for soul, you know. You hear it? It's a Jay-Z beat. Biggest band on Dynasty. Remember the Dynasty beat?
You never know what you're gonna go through.
These are the tunes you can zone out to, bro. You go gym, zone out. Lift weights, there's a no-go. The arm comes off, you still don't even know. You bring your arms on the floor.
It's nowhere to turn. So I'm in it for life.
I can't feel my face. Yeah.
You mad. Look at the beat.
And this is what we do.
This is Cameron's beat.
Jay-Z, man.
Jay-Z or Cameron? Cameron's got a person. The heat maker.
I told
you.
Jay-Z, man.
Cameron said, I got the computer's booted. Oh, fuck.
Do you know
what I'm talking about? School free. Remember when the school free the gooch?
We got to do a Cameron day one day. Yeah.
Cameron's got some sick verse.
Bruv, that get them girls. Oh, touch it or not.
Yeah.
I get here in the strangest places. Two at the same time, call it changing faces.
Hey.
I tell a bitch we ain't trading places. And I stand back and catch my amazing graces.
Hey.
Taste the savory vanilla ice cream. She said, sorry.
In the strangest places, two at the same time, call it changing faces.
I tell a bitch,
we ain't trading places. Now stand back and catch my amazing graces. Taste the savory vanilla ice cream. She say, ooh, my favorite. Do you know
what's the top three?
Chilling like a scarecrow, looking for some rain. Driving in the range off.
Top three what though?
Whatever.
We gotta just do
Top three trainers of the year.
Ooh.
For me, Adidas. What's the ones you got? 350s,
Yeezy 700s,
Yeezy 700s,
100%.
The Wave Runners.
What?
The ones I have. Clem has.
What? The bulky ones?
No, man. The ones colours. With the luminous yellow.
Yeah, they're called Wave Runners. Wave Runners.
I have 700s.
They're called 700s.
Oh, sorry, Yeezy Wave Runners. Yeah.
Those.
I think the Nike Reacts are sick, even though I ain't got a pair.
What's going on here, man? You know, it's just your free, isn't it? What's going on?
Do you know what channel I'm talking
about? Yes.
The Wave Runners.
No, where the Nike Reacts.
Yes, where you can see man's toes
No, forget the ones that you can see through. There's normal colorways, man. Chief has got a pair. When he brought them, I was like, nah. They're cold.
For me personally, trainers that the 700s.
These.
They're banging, but they're not. Trainers top three,
there's not a lot of trainers that dropped this year, that's why.
No, there are
bad trainers.
97s dropped this year again. You had 98, you had Vapormax.
Vapormax was this year,
no, but you know what I mean, in terms of the wave,
bro. Like, they came out this year, early this year.
Vapormax,
the all black ones.
Yeah, got them this year.
Vapormax,
wait, we got them for your birthday.
January.
Oh, shit.
This year,
yeah, okay, Vapormax is the
you had 97s.
I'm not really a fan of Nike.
You've had the Yeezy 300s, right?
The Boosts.
350s.
The 350s. You've had, what else?
The 350 Boost. There's the 500s. You mean the Desert Rats?
You know the ones that he got out in cream?
The ones Chizzo's got in cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're banging. But I don't, that kind
of. No, Chizzo's color is different to mine. So his one, I think they got called Salt or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my ones were the first ones.
What else?
What about high-end Crips?
You don't wear
high-end group. Yeah, but you can still comment on them. I think the Versace ones are all right, even though I personally wouldn't get them my size.
They're banging. They're
which one wouldn't get them my size? The platform ones.
They're sick.
I've put them in the group a couple of times still. Just if you get the right colorway, they're sick.
Versace platforms?
Yeah, they're Versace's. I'll show you. What are they called again?
I know.
So what are we deciding on? Just normal kicks.
Those McQueens are dope as well. I'm not going to lie, I don't have a pair. Yeah, Prada. Yeah, Prada's kicks that dropped this year were wavy as well.
The ones that were out the before, black ones.
These,
one, back again.
These ones will suit you as well.
Which one?
These ones. They're Versace.
Yeah, they're banging, bruv.
In your size, they'll be sick, bruv.
I've seen these. I don't like them.
They're hefty, but I think they're a standout shoe. Do you know what I mean? The reason why you're wearing them is to stand out.
They're
sick, man.
You can't get the black ones.
Now, for me, those ones, I've seen them. Like, when I first saw the pictures, I was on them, and then I saw them in person. I was like, nah, that ain't it, yo.
So, in terms of trainers for the year, for me personally, Adidas 700s, right?
Yeah,
the Wave Runners, yeah.
700s. I'm going to probably put 97s in there because that's, I like those trainers. 97s, 700s. And I'll probably give the other one to either the 300s, 350s, or the Vapor Maxes, not the Pluses, it's the normal Vapor Maxes.
The ones that we got?
No, that's the Vapor Max Plus.
Okay. I would pick
the Vapor Max is the one that like is very like.
Oh, the actually the flying it ones.
Yeah, so my ones are the Pluses, the black ones.
Yeah, the Pluses definitely.
The 700s. Mm. And for me, this one, it was the Yeezy. See the NMDs, the human racers.
Yeah.
The ones I got, the equality ones.
What, the luminous orange ones?
Nah, purple.
Oh, they're six though.
I'll put thing there, my Air Forces, the tan ones.
What's going on there?
The black suede with the tan bottom.
Of all the trends of the
Nah, I'm telling you what I like, bruv. They're too cold, fam. I've wanted them for time.
So what else? Those?
The Vapor Max Pluses.
Yeah.
And for Krebs, that's it.
It's actually been a good year for Krebs, Marv. What's he talking about not releasing bare Krebs?
Who?
You said they ain't released.
No, I said I didn't know the Vapor Maxes dropped this year.
Oh, it's been a very good year for Krebs.
Man was wearing them at Radar.
I remember. Yeah,
could have been this year.
I remember the 98s dropped.
Fuck, a lot's happened this year, you know.
The 98s dropped.
April, bro. Yeah.
The normal, the colorway. April, remember the red, white, the red, blue, and white 98s dropped as well. They're sick.
A lot's happened this year, you know.
Yep.
But this year's been a mad. 2018 has been a good year.
Nike dropped the 270s as well.
Yeah.
Those are, you know what I mean?
First time I actually looked at them and thought they were sick. It was
they're wavy, but
Finn came and wore them.
I wouldn't say they're not top, whatever. I wouldn't put them in the top, but they were wavy.
Yeah.
Remember, I had them in almost every color.
What's your top three drill song, man?
I don't listen to drill.
All right, Marv, I know you do. CB talk on my name's in there.
Whew. The thing is, for me, drill is in my head now, innit?
What do you mean?
As in, like, I'm not going to go that far back. So for me.
I'm talking about the songs that came out now, yeah?
I know, and I'm just talking about, but for me, it's Dig That.
Air Force, yeah.
Gun Lean.
Tune is garbage.
I think that tune's wavy. Gun Lean, and it'll probably be Beloski does it. That's not really
that's not true.
What do you call it?
I think he's a drill artist, but the tune you're talking about
is not true.
I'm gonna say Cool Kid, but that's not drill.
That's not true.
Probably, and even Heady One, No Better.
That's this year. Yeah.
But is that technically drill?
That's a good that goes on to my next point. Yeah, what's your top UK song? Because Complex did a list and their top one is Ambush Jumpy with Chip and Skepta.
Slow down, baby girl, it's late. I can't drive in the States and I don't want to crush this rental. Got a depot looking all crepe and your girlfriend looking like cake, looking like creme brulee, and the next one looking like chopped souffle.
Sweet one.
And we done a lot today. We were chilling on a bed today.
All of this ice on me, still man, I got no chill. I was on the Billboard chart last week, look this week and I'm on there still. I see the niggas in the back just hating, trying to act like they keep it real. Move to the rich part, oh, you're bathing. Catch man slipping on Primrose Hill.
But I was thinking, what, the tune that banged in Croatia, like, Jumpy's not a, Jumpy, obviously, just keeps dropping. Jumpy was a big tune, but it's like.
No, it's massive.
Yeah, but it's a weird one when you want to get the crowd hype.
But the thing is, you're forgetting though, the only thing with a lot of UK songs is like, for example, Suspect is still a banger, but that was like a couple years
ago. But I'm talking about this year. I'm talking about the songs.
I'm saying, so like, there's certain tunes that play and then people go mad.
Say It With Your Chest. Was this year or last year?
Who's that?
Suspect. Say It With Your Chest.
That was this year. But there's tunes that I've, like, obviously I'm going by what I've seen in the club. There's one tune that I didn't get it when I heard it in Croatia for the first time. I was like, what? It's a drill tune, innit? But I was like, you know, you just hear drill, DJs are mixing drill. I play it now. And you're thinking, what tune is this? Fam, this tune goes off in the club, yeah? This tune.
MK the Plug.
Eddie One, Golden Beat. But I didn't know what it was for time. I'd hear it in the club. I'm like, what tune is this? Everyone's going mad. I'm like, what tune is this? Then this tune drop, I'm like, when this drops in the rave, they go, man.
I'm obviously, they mix it to No Better.
He's someone that had a good year as well, man.
Even forgot Homer and B as well. That a drill tune, because it's still drill.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
That, I think it's
then you're back and just dig.
Yeah,
also, on the list was ASAP and Skepta. Praise the Lord.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even rate that tune like that.
Which one? Praise the Lord. I came. I saw.
It's okay. It's not
nothing special at all.
That was on the list as well.
Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I like to give a shout out to my niggas with the game plan.
LMA, booed up.
Yeah, that's a tune.
That's a big tune. I just can't think of big tunes that's bigger than that, UK wise. That tune's too. That everyone was singing that tune. I don't know if Stefflon dropped her one this year, hurting me.
Remember, there was no words this year. I don't want to dead no beef. Yeah. That's a big
was
tune.
Was that this year?
Sure, it was this year.
That's a lot of tunes that dropped this year.
Robbery.
Jay Huss. If I can't have you, nobody can. Bareface or they're not.
Girls like that red bulls.
Tune banks. I'm going by what gets the responses.
Don't make me cause a scene.
Even tell me, I know you want the best. Tune slaps, bruv.
Yeah. Oh, thingy.
Stretching and thingy. Tune's banging.
Bro. One Aeson, vice versa.
Aeson had a very good year.
Yeah.
Aeson and best time. Bangers.
Thingy, Pina Colada's a tune as
best
well.
Best life, sorry.
Pina Colada.
I'm out here living my best life.
Fredo had a good year as well. I've been
looking at her. Fredo's gotten so much. Have you heard his new tune with Young Bane?
Bro, Fredo, yeah. Fredo's had a good year.
That tune with Young Bane is
I'll sick. Tell you what I like as well. Have you heard of Slim before?
Yeah.
Slim's sick, you know?
Yeah. Light skinny.
Bro, Slim's sick.
Yeah. D-Block Europe had a good year. Don't piss me off, Keith.
Do you know the thing about Slim as well, yeah? What I like about Slim is he don't keep chatting about... He talks about the roads, but he keeps saying stuff like... Because the feds can't really get onto him. If you listen to... He's kind of smart with it, innit? Because he'll say stuff like, I'm doing this rap thing now. If the rap thing don't work, then I'll be back on the road. So he's not actually keep saying that, yeah, I'm moving these packs, whatever. He's like, that's the past. I'm trying to do this thing now. Obviously, he still talks, whatever. And then a certain man will be like, yo, man's reading up. Man's meeting the plug on Tuesday, 4 p.m. Lee High Road, blah, 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 blah. I said, come on, man. The man gets bagged. Nah, these feds are onto man. Bro, you're giving them bare clues, bruv.
Pina Colada.
Nah, I don't think I've ever heard that tune.
When Pina I Colada. Pull up and just skirt, say Gucci Mane was in the kitchen shouting, bro. Hey.
Yeah, I might pull up and just skirt. Gucci Mane was in my kitchen, don't say burn. Racks in my pocket, darling, well done. I'ma spend a thousand on some new fur.
Little nigga, can't you tell? I put a G in Gucci when I drip as well. Put my drip up on the scale. I bet it wasted time, my shit ain't on the shelf. Since starting me DB day once. I like my bitches when they tie buns.
Don't like... D-Block had a good year, man.
That young ads, wavy.
Wavy.
He carries them still, I'm not going to lie to you still.
Damn, there's only two, blood.
Yeah, he carries the other brother.
Oh, and the other one that does balloon straight out the canister. Have you seen it?
No.
But if he does it straight out the big thing.
Is man trying to die or something?
Bruv, I don't know. Bruv. Man does it straight out the canister, bruv. That is different. They had larger
by
amounts.
By booking your business.
Man done the taser. Mad.
Yeah, adverts, it happens. Because they're the ones that brought out the tune Mazeline.
Mazeline?
I feel like Lance got it from. It's a Mazine.
Oh, is that where you got it from?
It's on the tune.
No, he didn't get it from.
That's mad. That's
man heard you.
Boy.
No, he just rang me just now. That's why. But I'm hearing it, so.
I'm Q jumping. One person and one person only today. My daughter's mom. That's it.
It's firstborn, baby.
People change like the weather. I told bro, hit the trap and change for the better. Cause I'm risking time trying to better my life. And no one couldn't tell me I never done it for the team. Grinding, I done it from a team. No handouts, I done it from a fiend.
Cause we was young and the block never loved us.
You don't hear advice, just gunshots. If you could see my vision.
Scraps is just wavy, you know, he's so calm with it.
I told mum, you can count on me.
He's someone I want to get on the podcast next year.
But Van Gogh couldn't paint this picture where I'm from. The sun comes out and guns come out. I swear we
can't. So what's your favourite UK versus this?
And they've been out here for years, I got nothing to show.
Not the track,
sweet until my brothers come home. We lost friends and we lost skanks. We caught new guns, but big friendships never amend. And I just turned 22, but my mind
I was going through my list and I
just checked the scores. I'm definitely winning. I'm definitely whipping my way out the trap. And I always got my flicky, cause I'm baiting the flats. And life goes on. My roadie says that time goes on. So thank God that I stayed with the cats. All them nights up in jail were just burning my mother. At the end of the V, had to tell her I love her. And I hear all the gossip. And know it ain't a problem, cause anywhere I go, my My niggas always got it.
Chaos is sick as well.
Life's real, but it started as a dream and a phone that's a prank. It started with a fiend.
It's not, it's a freestyle, so it's not really a it is a verse. Asko.
What?
So you, lit.
Mob, see if you can guess what my favorite verse was this year.
Double M boys, I'm a dead out, my head out the roads, them know some a dead day. My skin can beat like Calypso, they can dip like sauce, no reggae. And I ain't seen a banner on years on years, but them still handle the trizzy. He was giving out halves and quarters, them had the rocks, but feeling like dizzy. Like stop, that start, that get that, who's got my punch, but get that look.
I trap for a bread stack.
Call my youth, my nanny, I'm bread back, look.
So there's leaders, and there's followers, and there's lenders, and there's borrowers.
And they ask, hey, how stay plugged in? Well, my encros got bare foreigners. Like every other day's my payday. And my soldiers giving out A grade. If I get and it don't come back, run back. Call my 4-5 spinning like Beyblade. That's crayons and an AK. I'm spraying and laming Mayday. The no big Z is my right hand. On my left, they tone is day days. Like drop top door, no daybreak. And a drop top drawn with straight face. The boy made a brick off JSA. And then made a brick like ASA. And I ain't really in it with them and they. But them man's my man's ops. And them man could be with 10 man. But if I wave like 5 man, drop
this morning. I don't check my iPhone. I just check my track. Then do roll like Jack Jones. Just finessed the 2-pack. Now I'm on route to the kitchen. I chef chef like ching ching. Jump out of pot.
I think that was my favorite verse of the year. Mine's hard. Probably my favorite hook of the year as well.
What? Last night NLA come out this year.
Which one?
No.
Nah. It's like a year or two.
Fuck.
What, that 2 years ago?
Conan Last Night of LA, you know, that came out.
We played that in Barcelona last year, yeah, blood.
2 years ago.
Blood, we were playing that in Barcelona last year.
You said the lyrics still support her.
Forgive me. I can't even think of
it. I can't think of anything. I say Skepta, Jumpy. That verse was cold.
Man, we'll get beat up in Primrose Hill.
Hey. I don't know, D-Block Europe, man. For me, they're just wavy, bro.
Best verse of the year.
Not best verse of the year, just their tune. Heady One and Thing, Young Bane. I like Young Bane's verse.
Man say, put that pussy on my back seat. Skeet, girl, I'm trying to make that pussy look like me. Or brown and watered down. He's dumb.
Yeah, man. That don't even sound nice, bro. What the fuck is that, bro?
That's why it's funny, bro.
Do you know what? I think, like... Yeah, I know. But the thing is, I think it's a hard one.
Nah,
though.
It's not. Avelino fucks up that tune, bro.
Yeah, he does. But the way Scraps comes in.
Oh, yeah, bomb, yeah, yeah. But
no days off. I ain't got time to relax.
I think
Jesus
the whole tune
Christ.
Is wavy still.
The whole tune's wavy because I feel like, what's his name, fucks up at the end?
AJ Tracy.
But.
Oh, nah.
With Scraps.
You're right, still. And
the thing about Scraps gets you instantly, like, boom.
And then Avelino,
you have to listen to it like 15 times to realize I'm mortified.
And then his scene in the video is sick. It's flagrant. Man's outside leaning out the whip. He's got the rollie on, pouring champagne as he's... Nah. He fucked up that
but
tune.
But you're definitely right still. We stopped listening to that tune at some point. I had forgotten so much. I didn't even realize
because
that.
Because after Avelino is who?
Asko.
Then he goes to Lowski.
Yeah.
Then he goes to AJ Tracy.
You don't listen to the verses again.
Yo, who's that? Big boy Scraps.
So the way Scraps comes in on this.
Northwest.
Fantastic.
Boom. No days off. I ain't got time to relax.
No side tracks. I ain't got time for that. I'm in a 4x4.
Two pipes at the back. Dipping in and out of lanes with the tiniest gaps. I've got killers in my
contacts.
One hand sign.
That's a done deal. No contract.
Mud. It's still ringing bells.
Well, a whole cell cooked crap to my clothes smell. And if it all goes well by the end of the year, then I'm gone. I ain't gone into detail. Penthouses and females, whole top floors for the goons, bad bitches and weed smell.
I got wording. Oh, like, sure, I got people.
I know they need is a reason.
You know, man, I just freestyle.
Yo,
who's that?
It's me.
Yo, Cuzzy, where are you?
I'm in a mad place. I stopped playing, man.
Playing that lady.
No.
Boom!
Reporting live from the border, where it's borderline. Insane, I go insane, I get borderlines.
Oh
but I'm trying to kill it until I'm immortalized. Still trying to get a mortgage.
Man, I'm mortified.
Cause no one ever told me about credit. Credit to myself, go get it. Only diesel I could afford
with the denims.
Now I'm in the diesel, feeling gas.
I let it.
Drive got me this.
Boom!
Trying to feel alive, got me this.
Make time for me, bitch.
I'm a hustler,
loud, grind for me, bitch. Bust it down, make you bust it open.
Shine for me, bitch. I'm a star now. Star now.
Let's not forget Thing though. Blade Brown, 12 Summers.
Yes.
Fam, there's a cheeky bar in there. I said, nah, he's being rude.
Bro, Blade, you man a bust.
They got my guys in the can. You're liking my fam.
Was that last year or this year?
Wait, keep drop that.
What, Blade Brown?
Nice.
Can you use a picture of ID today?
Hazy. They got scanners.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Or maybe because of the type of show it is. They might be lenient, but I don't know. He's got to try a thing. If not, it's home time.
Bring ID,
bro. I lie?
No, it's like basically she doesn't have the ID, just a picture of it.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah.
They might be more lenient.
People understand his license is out here on Jeopardy, man. And you know the funniest bar of the year?
Machine yeah.
Fucking crap.
Quickly. Frick. Hey. Look at me now. Frick. Yeah. Look at me now.
What's that? The bar's coming.
Yeah. Look at me now. Frick. Yeah. Man said this girl is bad and bougie. Hey. Like I haven't seen his girlfriend's pussy.
It's the way he said it. But you know one song that was wavy this year that went unheard?
Huh?
You play a song that went wavy this year but went unheard.
Yeah. Look at me now.
Man said this girl is bad and pussy.
Yeah.
Man said this girl is bad and pussy.
Hey. Like I've seen this girl from pussy.
Oh, this is where the next bit said.
I tell you now, your girl's a shit fuck. I did my whip dog with her tits up. I don't take my shoes off, I give that quick nookie. I'm sorry, love, I don't eat pussy. But I've got a couple.
Is that why you like that dude?
Huh?
Is that why you like
that? I haven't heard that bit before, still.
So that's your anthem. Taser.
Man said his girl's back to
bitch. You don't know this dude.
Jump out of the pub.
Yeah, I don't want no drama in my life. I just want all of my bros to shine, yeah.
Okay.
You be trying to take me out of light. They can move me, I just gleam too bright, yeah. Grind, grind, I stay grind, grind.
Until it is over.
Grind, grind, I stay grind, grind. Grind, grind, I stay grind, grind. On my own, I no go. Hit a siren, then we blow. She was cold, I was low. Bitch was ugly, now she glow. She a pro, she a pro.
Whiskey.
I was tall, Western. She a pro. Oh, but she venom, she a pro, bruh. I was with my soldiers. Never had it all like you. Didn't wanna get no room. Sitting on my own
too.
Bitch, you better try like boom.
I got you on
it. Staring at 4x4, brought it into 2x2. Never had it all like yours. Didn't wanna let my fruit. Now I like it.
It's an album. Yes.
I got Air Force, I got Nike, they can't bite this, I be psychic, they can't right click, they ain't like this, yeah, I don't want no drama in my...
This tune, it's a big tune that come out this year.
Oh, it's 5 past 6, you know.
Nah, this is my last tune.
Yeah, we have here.
That's this one. After this, that's out. I said I got 2 tunes, actually.
But relax.
Man always says one and then fling out 100.
Yeah, man. You might even need me there for this tune, isn't it? Just play the tune of God, man.
Man don't need me.
I've been on the hustle, waiting for the money to come
big.
My
this
way.
Is, no, this is
I'm
scrap,
this bossy enough. Never gonna stop because I'm so in big my way. So they say that's a big boy dripping. Big boy dripping. Big boy dripping.
Bad bitches and bastards with boys got the band.
They changed his name now, ain't
they?
Oh, is that why? Wavy Smith, that's him.
Let me show you the way. Gunman fam, I don't play games. Batman, now I'm out on a rage. I roll out then lock off the raid. When I ride no boat, you can't get me. No problem, no
problem. I'm just still tearing up the rage, bro.
Bro, it's massive.
2011.
If I don't try to get you, speak to the boat.
I'm well known. On gigs, talking hardest.
Yeah, I ain't heard that one in rage still.
What? You ain't heard Touch a Button?
Not that mix, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's a different mix, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard the normal, like...
The normal one.
Jet Ski got a dagger, that, yeah.
Shut
right. Down. Shut down. Yeah, when I was here.
When I was up, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we forgot about this.
What's going on here?
This is a big cheese. You dropped the remix yesterday.
What? Feedback?
It's coming, bro.
It's good. This tune's hard, bro.
Yeah, the remix come out yesterday.
Hard. Who's on the remix?
Basically, he done a challenge to just random people and he put them all on the remix.
Oh, like Marks, basically.
Nah, but he actually made a tune.
He
shot a video. Yeah, he shot a video for
them. Look at that.
You got Shaki Dread, T1, the comedian, a couple other youths.
You're right, this tune's fucking hard. This tune might be better than Jumpy, bro. Nah. We just did a video as well. Massive Satin. Even, and the way they put the little kids are dancing as well, like, yeah, the video's hard still. Maybe because I like the video a lot more, because Jumpy's just very...
This tune dropped this year as well. Hey, UK dropped tunes, you know. This tune dropped this year as well. You heard this one? This tune's sick. Obviously, Skepta, Wizkid, Energy.
Been trapping for right the whole summer. Been trapping for right the whole summer. Hey, it's getting hard over.
Hey. I play this in my car all the time.
They trapping through all the whole summer. Can't wait to pull up in the Hummer. Don't trust any bitch in my number. I'm trapping on wheels up and rubber. She's taking my wood, this is lover. These bodies move dumber and dumber. I'm trying to harvest like a farmer. I gotta be like Osama. Cologne, that's Aqua de Palma. Still firmly believe in the karma.
These bodies will leave
for my karma. His wifey right there, she got touch her. His sweetest so sweet, so tucker. Against my
people. Man's gone. Bit of a different podcast, that one. Just bare tunes. But yeah, we'll be back again, obviously.
Next Friday. New year. Shout out Liverpool, top of the league in that.
Happy New Year to everyone. Have a good one, whatever you do. Be safe.
Be safe.
And yeah.
Come party with us, though. What are you saying? No last minute events, last 2018. Well, I got New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got New Year's
Eve. I got New Year's Eve. Faded New Year's Eve. Shout me. 30th. I'm putting up the information. A New Year's Eve event as well in West Hampstead. So it's going to be about 110 people. Yeah, West Hampstead. I'm going to put all of the information out for that one. But yeah, if you want to party in West Hampstead on New Year's, you know what I mean, check that out. So when this comes out, all of the information for that is going to be out.
Just follow us on the socials, isn't it? And you'll see what we're doing, isn't it? Yeah. Marvin Abbey on Instagram, Marv_Abbey on Snapchat, and Marv Abbey on Twitter.
Taser Black on Instagram. Taser Black without the K on Snapchat. Yeah, man, come party with us. End the year in style.
Oh, Mr. Exposed on Twitter and then Mr. EXPSD on Instagram because one of you pussy was reporting me.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.